Welcome to Standard Chartered Money Insights, a podcast series by Standard Chartered Bank that brings you market views and insights on the go.
Hello everyone, my name is Manpreet and welcome to Cut to the Chase. Now it's a short week once again, and those of you outside Singapore might be forgiven for thinking that we've been having an unusually large number of public holidays in recent weeks. Rest assured, however, that a lot of the holidays here tend to be concentrated around the March to May period, and we're now facing a bit of a drought of public holidays till the summer. Now in my case, I use the extra days off for a short driving trip into Malaysia, now that borders are opening again, but of course, if any of you have recommendations for future road trips nearby, feel free to drop me a line on LinkedIn, of course. Now in markets this week, the focus is likely to be on the US consumer. Now regular readers of our publications will know that our US recession checklist does remain largely in the green for now, but one dark spot has been the couple of consumer-related indicators. This is not surprising considering this is where the stimulus effect is wearing off from last year, but it does place today's US retail sales data in the spotlight. Besides, of course, we have the National Home Builder Survey and other housing data due later in the week. Now, from a Fed policy expectations perspective, they've been on a bit of a pause given the gap till the next policy meeting, but Fed Chair Powell is scheduled to speak at a Wall Street Journal conference later today as well, so we'd keep a watch out for any significant comments. Now, from an equity market point of view, there are two things we believe are worth watching closely this week. First is market technicals. Now, several technical analysts have been pointing out that last week's intraday dip in the S&P 500 to 3858 took the index close to fairly strong technical support. And while a retest may be possible in the next few weeks, a hold of this could be significant in terms of a potential bottoming process. Now, that brings me, of course, to my second point, which is that I've been seeing a rise in the number of reports crossing my desk that's starting to illustrate how long-term returns, 6 to 12-month returns, after the 15% or so drops that we witnessed so far, can be quite strong. Now, while there's no guarantee of the future, of course, with markets falling further in a minority of cases, it does match up with our own analysis here, which shows buying such tips can be a profitable strategy over time for long-term investors, albeit within well-diversified portfolios. Have a read of the article, Do Optimists Win, on my LinkedIn page for a little bit more details on this front. Now, outside the US, the main action was in China, where data yesterday showed retail sales fell 11.1% year-on-year in April, industrial production fell 2.9%, and the unemployment rate in the 31 largest cities rose to 6.7%. Now, while the sharp drops themselves did not come as a surprise, given they were likely an outcome of the COVID lockdowns, the numbers did disappoint a bit relative to consensus expectations. But having said that, what stood out to us was the equity market's relative mild reaction, given the Shanghai Composite Index was down only about 0.3%, while the Hang Seng actually closed up by a similar amount. There are also pockets of good news on the policy front, with media reports noting several real estate developers were being selected as model housing companies, with the goal of issuing bonds in the onshore bond market, supported by credit protection tools including credit default swaps. All in an effort, of course, to reopen access to funding markets for developers. Now, market expectations also appear to be for China's central bank to cut its benchmark loan prime rate at its monthly fixing this Friday. All of these, of course, supporting a positive view on Asia-Japan equities and Asian dollar bonds. So overall, this week, looking for opportunities in the US amid US equity market technicals and US consumer data, should a bottoming process start there, as well as, of course, long-term opportunities in Chinese and Asian equity and bond markets as the policy direction continues to turn. So we'll pause there. As always, if you enjoyed this podcast, please don't forget to rate and like it. Thanks for listening. Wish you a happy trading day ahead.
Thank you for listening to Standard Chartered Money Insights, a podcast series by Standard Chartered Bank. For more details on the latest market insights, subscribe to Standard Chartered Money Insights.